toward sustainability.
Hi, I'm Aviram. We started Sadhana Forest, my wife and I, 4.5 years ago. And it's a reforestation project, an indigenous reforestation project. We plant tropical dry evergreen forest trees. And we try to do it in a sustainable way and while building a sustainable community. I think the reforestation is a way to learn. You know, it's a way to connect to nature. I think the forest is growing. We're very happy with the way it's growing, and the people are growing, and we are growing. We are all growing. That's what it's all about. You know, it's not just about putting in trees, and it's not just about growing people. This is a working project in which you give your energy, but you also get something for yourself, for your growth. We build from local natural materials. We have alternating dry composting toilets, a grey water system based on algae. We produce electricity by solar and by human-powered plant, which is actually a gym that has an alternator that you can work out and charge the system. We do a lot of water conservation work, bunding and damming. We try to design buildings that are friendly to this climate, that have a lot of cross ventilation from the top, meaning that the hot air can go up. The building is quite high, the hot air can go up and then move out through windows at the top. That keeps the buildings very cool. Another thing that keeps them very cool is that we use double layer roofs. One layer is keat. A kit roof that is very common in Oroville. The second is thatch. So we first build a kit roof, and then 1 year after we add the thatch on top. The thatch has a lot of air mass inside, so it isolates the roof very well, and it also keeps it living longer. A kit roof would last anything between 2 and 4 years. A thatch roof could last 10, 15 years if it's done well. And if the slope is sharp enough. There are no walls here. The structure is made of wood tied up by rope, a coconut rope. And there's no need for walls since there is no safety problem and people enjoy living in airy buildings. In the monsoon time, if you have walls, you have a lot of fungus. In many houses in the area, you can see in the monsoon time after a few weeks, everything starts to be black and moldy. Here it won't happen because there's so much air flowing through the building, so even if you get 3 or 4 days of rain, a day afterwards everything is dry. In our opinion, it's much more appropriate to this area. With the rainwater, what we do is just try to stop the runoff. We live on a slope, and the water naturally runs off down towards the canyons, and from there it goes to a lake. When the lake is full, it goes into the sea. What we're trying to do is keep the water on the land to eventually reach a situation called zero runoff, which means that every drop of rain that falls on our land will stay there. So we do bunding, which is sort of trenching to stop the water. The water then percolates into the groundwater and brings it up. So we have a solar system, a photovoltaic system that actually turns the solar energy into electricity. In addition, in very cloudy days, or if there are 2 or 3 cloudy days, one after the other, and the batteries that keep the current are depleted, we charge them with a gym, which is actually 4 bicycles that are connected to each other with one axle and connected to an alternator, and you can turn them and produce current. It's a very simple system, but very, very effective in terms of current production.
But in this way, you don't have electricity at home, a light, and you don't have a fridge, no?
Okay.
Is this?
The reason we don't have lights in the houses is more for social reasons than for technical reasons. If you think about, you know, people in community situations like tribes and, you know, villages, they used to have the tribal fire, you know. Everybody would come to the fire in the evening when it's dark and sit there until they go to sleep. And it would increase, you know, social interaction. What we have here is similar. We have a main hut, which is the community center, which is the only place that has lighting in, except of the kitchen and the toilet. And there people gather. So every evening in Sadhana Forest, people naturally gather to the place where the light is. And that increases the social interaction. That's the reason that in my hut and in every other hut in Sadhana, there is no light.
In this way, what you do about community life, huh? What else?
We don't do much about it. It just happens naturally that people that live here and work here are becoming a community. They're developing solidarity to each other, wanting to spend more time with each other, learning from each other. So it's a natural process when people spend a lot of time together, when they have the same focus of work for the earth, for the land, for Oroville, then they also come together. Radical simplicity is actually a name that a guy named Jim Merkel coined, but the concept is basically to try to minimize your footprint on the planet to the minimum and increase your positive footprint and decrease your negative footprint. So everyone in Sadhana is expected to contribute more to the land than what he's getting.
What would you say to people that want to change something in their lives towards sustainability?
Start with the small things. You know, start with things that are very easy, like buy local. Try to support local economies, to buy directly from organic farmers in your area. That's one of the very easy things. A compost toilet is very easy. There's a book called Humanure Handbook by Joseph Jenkins that... It explains to you exactly how to do a composting toilet in your home without any problems. Investment is below $10. There are many things that you can do in your setup. Of course, if you want to go more to radical stuff, you're welcome to come here. I think that for most people, it has to start with small steps. You know, it cannot start with one day quitting your job, you know, building your own house from wood or whatever, you know, and it cannot work like this. And it shouldn't work like this. It should be a process that is gradual and you really feel good with what you're doing. And But on the other hand, if everyone does only small steps, maybe this planet will suffer to an extent that will be... So we need also people that will move fast. We started an initiative called the Oroville Eco Film Club, which is actually an opportunity for Orovillians and guests of Oroville to meet every Friday in Sadhana Forest and to see an environmental film, to eat a vegan dinner, to dance capoeira and African dance, and to do some music. And to spend an evening in a sustainable environment, seeing the movie that is run on solar and human-powered energy.
Oroville, at last, a place where one will be able to think only of the future, the mother.